This is The Junkyard Society of Discarded Robots, read for you by Kitsune Baba. Written by Molecular Machine and inspired by The Art of Doom Knight at 12 for the 2005 Murderbot Diaries Reverse Big Bang. The humans were clear of the impact zone, but that cargo bot was definitely going to land on me. I barely had time to dial down my pain sensors before... Forced shutdown, no restart, repair stasis initiated. Bright lights, no armor. Oh shit, I was at the company on a repair table. I checked my governor module spoof code. It was running, disguising my hack. I was supposed to be in stasis, but I modified that mode to give myself an awareness of my surroundings. Not that there was anything I could do about it if things went to shit. More to shit, that was. Normally a construct's eyes are open but unseeing in stasis mode. But since I'd hacked that too, I could watch whenever they came into my field of view. What I saw was two construct techs chatting over my, supposedly, immobile body, while one of them tried absentmindedly to yank a fragment of cargo bot out of my torso. I'm going to Max Leisure, you been? This one I named Bot Yanker. I got bored with designating them Tech 1, Tech 2, after about number 9. Yes, they had feed IDs and real names, if I bothered to look. No, never been. Let me know how you like it. I've still got 5 quarters until my next triennial vacation. But I've heard of it. That damn feed jingle. It's Max Relax at Maxi Leisure. It's stuck in my head from the mandatory timeshare meetings. Novakay and Bot Yanker were both pulling on the rod now, tugging one way then the other. This was obviously not going to work. Maybe if they both pulled in the same direction? But I was not free to make this suggestion.
I don't think we can get this unstuck. The cubicle couldn't.
This was Novakay again.
This is how it arrived, so I guess not. What the void happened to it? At least one of its foot attachments is crushed beyond repair.
Run over or something? I didn't check. Read the damage report if you're so interested. Bot Yanker gave a few more yanks, then continued in a whine. I'm going to miss my shuttle to Maxi Leisure if we can't get it to spec by cycle end. This thing is clearly balked. I say we send it to cannibalization and reclamation. Some of these parts are usable, and the termination form only takes half an hour. That sounded bad. I know no one was going to eat me, but it still sounded bad.
What's up with sending these things for cannibalization instead of putting them in the recycler?
Novakay asked. I was wondering that myself.
You didn't read the Team Together Synergy Memorandum? No. I load those into my augment storage. Mark them as read, then delete them.
I wish. I've got to write them. The reason is, recyclers are energy intensive. And with our supply of yellow cake strangled by our latest tariff piss fight, we've had to embrace retro-efficiency.
Retro-efficiency?
Novakay said this with utter disdain. I recognize the feeling.
That's right.
Here they both laughed, me and my impalement seemingly forgotten. Usually being at the company for repairs was a nerve-wracking and system-jangling exercise in avoiding detection as a rogue. But these two had barely scanned my system. They should really be more wary of a killing machine on their table. I was almost offended. Once they were finished laughing, Bot Yanker declared, "It's decided.
Retro efficiency it is. You do the terminal shutdown sequence, I'll submit the form."
Well, shit. How was I going to get out of this one? With my governor module hacked, I could code in a bypass of the shutdown that would trigger a delayed restart, saving myself from becoming an inert amalgam of broken bot and human parts. But I only had a short time. I raced through the coding until the moment I was... Terminal shutdown initiated. No restart. Override. Delayed restart. Sliding. In the dark. Down some chute. Where the fuck? I landed head first, because of course I did. Then rolled down a slope of mechanical junk to land on the floor at the edge of a pile. At least there was light. I was in a huge warehouse filled with tangled heaps of wires, graspers, bot parts, and broken casings. The smell of lubricating oil and hydraulic fluid filled the air. There was no detectable human presence, either in the feed or to my audio senses. I could hear mechanical grinding and whirring sounds as nearby discarded machines and mechanisms spent their last energy. Some futile twitches ceased as I listened. This must be reclamation. It was surprisingly peaceful, at least at work cycle end. I shifted so I wasn't leaning on the metal spike sticking out of my side. One of my legs wasn't working, and my right arm wasn't so great either, probably because of the jagged metal fragment protruding from it that Bot Yanker hadn't even tried to yank out. Getting out of here was going to be a challenge. Impossible, the organic part of my brain told me, while risk assessment gave me an 8% chance of escape. I decided I could watch a little rise and fall of Sanctuary Moon while I figured out what I was supposed to do next. I was at episode 125, which looked like it was going to be good. I needed to find out what the terraforming supervisor was up to. My threat assessment had some doubts about him, even if the colony solicitor didn't. My few minutes of peace was interrupted by a deep and mechanical whine as an unknown feed presence came online nearby. Another bot living and dying while waiting for cannibalization? But this one was moving. The debris heap next to me shifted as a small mechanical arm pushed through the junk. It was reaching for me. I dragged myself backwards, but the arm followed, the rotating blur of its tool-tipped appendage descending to buff my leg. It was a cleaner bot. It polished away a seeping patch of blood and fluids, not entirely unpleasantly. I scooted a little further until I was out of its reach. It seemed to have no ability to follow, presumably as broken as I was. I sent it a task complete ping, and it powered down. I was about to resume Sanctuary Moon when there was more shifting in the debris. Another cleaner bot? An arm pushed through the rubble, moving fast this time. I pulled away, but too slowly. It caught me with a bang through my pant leg, then bang through my leg. That was no cleaner bot. I was now riveted to the floor. I grabbed a piece of debris to intercept the bot's attached thing to the floor gun. Bang! It riveted the debris down. Then bang! The next piece of debris to that. I was running out of junk to put in its way. I tried to send a task complete ping, but it was disconnected from the feed. Bang! Bang! Click, click, click. It was out of projectiles. Or rivets. Or whatever it had been shooting at me. Now I was stuck, literally. Anchored to the floor not with dread, but with galvanized drive pins. Risk assessment updated to give me a 1.3% chance of escape. It actually phrased it as a 98.7% chance of death, but I was trying to be optimistic. Well, Murderbot, it's been a pretty good run. 9,337 hours as a rogue, with not much murdering, that one guy doesn't count, and the company never caught me. Do you ever want to give up and just give in to a wave of not caring? Yeah, me too. My organic brain thought risk assessment was probably right for once, and that I might as well finish episode 125. So that's what I did. The episode ended after the solicitor escaped the terraforming supervisor's inescapable trap with the help of the undercover spy slash opera singer. After the final scene, where the opera singer reaches down to pull the solicitor out of the steel box where she'd been left to die, I didn't feel like starting another episode. I was having an emotion, but it wasn't about the solicitor and the opera singer. I also didn't have any drone or camera inputs, or any humans to watch, or text to hide my coding from. I was only me and my nearly empty processing space. My rogue tally clicked up. 9,338 hours, free from the governor module, but not free from the company. An inescapable trap with no opera singers to help me. Why had I even hacked my governor module? I had no way off the floor, let alone out of this building, or away from the station. I stared into my black, blank mind and felt nothing as the rogue tally ticked up again and again. I was so deep in the not caring that I didn't initially notice the spidery medical drone picking its way through the debris on its four remaining legs. I tried listlessly to shoo it away, but it gently scolded me with its soothing sounds. If shrugging was a thing sec units did, I would have shrugged. This can't be worse than the riveter. I might as well let it work. It scanned my injuries, then spritzed me with its last fizzing spurts of wound sealant. That was probably good. But then it stabbed me with an auto-injector, not so good, and kept stabbing me with a needle connected to a filament. This was barbaric. A cubicle didn't close wounds like that, it used glue instead. At least the stitching was tugging closed one of my larger leaking tears. The medbot finished the first wound and started stabbing into the next, but it ran out of thread stuff. It beeped sadly and limped away, extracting its little stabber first. I reassured it that I was very happy with its services. I started up episode 126 of Sanctuary Moon. 4.5 episodes later, at the start of the company's typical work cycle, I detected human voices coming from the far end of this long trash room, too far for me to decode the words. Shortly after that, the dim lights brightened and a huge ceiling-mounted grabber claw powered up and started dragging the debris piles away from the outflow chutes, sending an avalanche of dislodged debris sliding towards me. Do you ever want to give in to the wave of not caring? Same, but today I kept trying. I grabbed my riveted pant leg and tore it free. My impaled leg? I tore that free too, wrenching through the mechanical connections of my ankle, ripping through the wires and actuators that led to my crushed foot. They pulled out so far before snapping that it tore the skin overlay up my leg to my knee joint. I shut down the resulting flurry of error messages and pain sensor relays. Crawling was my only mobility option, so that's what I did. Broken skeletal frames and detached mechanical arms rained down on me. I was halfway buried and not moving fast enough. And now another grasper was reaching for me from the side. I clasped my wrist and pulled. I struggled to break its hold until a feed message interrupted me.
Assistance is being rendered.
The arm pulling me was attached to the broken shell of a cargo bot, hollowed out and completely open on one side. How was this husk of a bot still alive and communicating? Then I saw, tucked under the roof made by its remains, the limbless torso of a general-purpose bot. This must be who had spoken to me in the feed, and what was controlling the remaining arm of the dead cargo bot. It said,
"Assistance bot, CZX-1524, at your service.
I guess I'll take what help I can get."
"What is this place? What are you doing here?"
I asked, as I slid into the shelter and sat down opposite CZX-1524. Against the wall made by the hollow bot's carapace.
"Your current location is Cannibalization and Reclamation Sorting Facility A5. Assistance bot CZX-1524 was declared too damaged to continue serving at the Gilded Garden Noodle Place, so instead I serve here at Cannibalization and Reclamation Sorting Facility A5. So, you live here? Current location duration, 4,209 hours. Can you help me get out of here? Assistance bot CZX-1524 can provide directions to the nearest exit and information on resource availability."
I responded with an affirmative ping, so CZX told me what I already suspected. The only way out was the big door at the end of the hangar.
"If I drag myself down there to be discovered, all that's going to happen is a second attempt at a successful sec unit cannibalization. Past events do support that as a likely outcome. But spare parts and repair resources can be made available at Cannibalization and Reclamation Sorting Facility A5.
Sure enough, CZX sent a request to the impaling little medical drone. It returned dragging a severed sec unit foot. The foot was a little dirty. Okay, a lot dirty, but with sec unit fluids and fauna blood. But it looked complete and compatible with my hardware. Getting my old, crushed foot off would be tricky because of the damage I'd inflicted when I'd unriveted myself. CZX had resources available for that too. This was beyond the ability of the medical drone to fetch, though, so CZX guided me to the next pile over. There I dug through the debris, difficult while lying on the ground, until I found the large multi-tooled appendage. CZX had previously noted in its resource availability catalogue. Even half buried, I recognised it for what it was. A detached cubicle repair arm. I dragged it and myself back to CZX and into the shelter of the hollowed-out cargo bot. My little med buddy had scrounged up tools that were formerly attached to various discarded dead bots. Using these, I was able to use my one functional hand and my one semi-dexterous foot to get the cubicle arm connected to the sheared remains of one of the cargo bot's limbs. This would provide needed power and connections to a controlling processor. Getting the cubicle arm wired up and moving took a while, and a few more scavenging runs, but eventually I figured out the improvised system well enough to do the foot swap. CZX was also able to use the power of the cargo bot arm to leverage out the pieces of metal debris wedged through my torso and arm, and a few smaller fragments too. MedBuddy showed up with a renewed supply of foraged wound sealant and a wound pack. It placed the wound pack on my most damaged organics, and I helped it get the wound sealant canisters loaded into its dispenser. If another fucked up construct lands down here, MedBuddy would be ready. After a little more tweaking and lubricating, the lubricating fluid came from. Let's not talk about where the lubricating fluid came from. I was feeling functional enough to stand and walk. My movement was wobbly and slow. The cobbled together connections to my new foot weren't quite right. But hopefully, if I showed up on my feet, I'd be less likely to get thrown away again. It was work cycle when I finished my repairs, so I stayed out of sight and I watched Sanctuary Moon with CZX and MedBuddy. The colony solicitor's best friend slash bodyguard was feared dead yet again, but I figured she'd be fine. Like the last two times she'd been crushed under heavy equipment. Hey, just like me. I doubted the bots understood the full complexity of the plot, but CZX had funny advice for the characters, and MedBuddy was ready with a critique of medical accuracy. In a pause between episodes, CZX asked me,
"Security unit governor module and or distance limit status?"
It was wondering how I was still alive. Given the chance, my governor module would have cooked me from the brains outward about halfway down the trash chute.
"My governor module is not active."
This seemed to cause CZX some concern. I guess even a hospitality bot that lives in a dump has heard stories about murderous rogue sec units.
"Harming humans is incompatible with the core function of assistance bot CZX-1524. You and me both,"
I replied.
"Duration of governor module inactivation, 9,352 hours. Function equals security."
I sent an affirmative ping. It seemed satisfied. We went back to Sanctuary Moon and watched as the colony solicitor's friend was pulled from the rubble unharmed. To everyone's relief. Now that I was fixed up and rejuvenated by watching someone else's near-death experience, it was time for the trek to the exit end of the facility. It wouldn't be easy, with chaotic mountains of tangled, unstable debris in my way. Some of the piles reached nearly to the high ceiling. As I departed, I sent friendly acknowledgement pings to all the bots nearby. Yes, even the rivet gun bot, which I stayed well clear of. I started out during the next night cycle to avoid the ceiling-mounted trash mover. I soon entered a region that was free of debris. I should say, ominously free of debris. This allowed me to walk unimpeded, at least until the reason this region was free of debris made itself known. A large hydraulic ram detected my presence and decided I was trash to be compacted. It would normally operate within a steel-walled chamber to crush loaded trash into a tidy cube. Here, it was chamberless, but apparently still had the power it needed to try and fulfill its function on whatever passed by. The wall at the edge of its reach was dense with layer upon layer of compacted dead bots. Yeah, I know, hindsight. I would normally be much faster than its usual fodder, but in my compromised state, I barely lurched out of the way on its first pass. It drew back and came at me again. I tried to jump over it, but my replaced foot faltered. A collision was unavoidable. Rather than be knocked down, I grabbed and clung to the 2-meter-high square ram, riding it towards the wall of compacted debris. I pulled myself up to the top edge just before impact. The jolt knocked me off. As the compactor retracted, I scrambled upright and pressed against the wall, trying to look like flat trash. This did succeed. But now I was stuck here, like flat trash. I considered some scenarios. Shoot it, hack into whatever was left of its processor, run for it, stay here forever until I die. I ran for it. It was the slowest, wobbliest possible escape, but it was enough to get me out of the compactor's range. Next up was trash mountain climbing. This was not in a sec unit's usual skill set, especially not a half-booked one, but I had an education module on slag heaps that seemed pretty relevant. Ignoring the government module's prohibitions, I extracted the data on slag heap height, angle, and component size, and configured it into a new risk assessment subroutine on garbage piles. I decided to stick to those with a 30% or lower chance of avalanche. It was slow going. I only took the unintended fast way down 3 times. I arrived at the end of the sorting facility, where there was evidence that actual sorting had occurred. Wires in one tangled pile, torsos in another, batteries and power packs in yet another. As I watched, one of CZX's roaming crew of semi-functional bots started gathering small power packs. I could see a battery that looked intact dangling from a torso in the torso pile. The bot it was dangling from definitely didn't need it anymore. I pinged the pilfering bot and handed it the battery. It placed it in the storage compartment, then returned the way it had come. The door that would open at the start of the work cycle was in sight, with a large, clear area in front of it. Yeah, I know, hindsight. But I was pretty new to this kind of think-outside-the-box situation. Risk assessment told me a debris-free area was extra safe. I was starting to have some doubts about the accuracy of my company-issued risk assessment module. The clear area was edged with a row of open cardboard cartons. As I passed through the center, a ceiling-mounted multi-arm bot detected my presence and dropped fast to snatch me up. Well, it wasn't that fast, but I was very slow. Its pressure was light and non-damaging. My arms were free, along with the energy weapons in them, so I could have shot it. Threat assessment told me to shoot it. But I didn't want to. I guess this is why I hacked my governor module, so I could make choices. I chose to get put in a box. The bot selected a box of the right size, as long as I was folded up. I helped by tucking my knees in so it wouldn't bend me the wrong way. It placed me inside and efficiently folded down the first set of box flaps, then the next, then sealed the top with its integrated roll of adhesive material. It printed and stuck on a feed-active label, contents, 1, brackets, 1, damage security unit, make, model, and functionality unknown. I sent it a task complete ping. It was surprised to hear from me, but I reassured it with a success reaction. I was in another cozy, sheltered place. It reminded me of a cubicle, except without the clamps, screws, and skin glue. I thought of waiting here, rather than trying to figure out what would grab me next. But it wasn't truly safe here. Or anywhere. I quietly sliced a little door for myself in the back of the box with an energy weapon, popped out, and walked uneventfully the rest of the way to the closed door. The plan recommended by CZX was to stand there, like a very governor-modulated and completely functional security construct, to be found in the morning and hopefully fixed and returned to inventory. I don't think CZX realized my hacking abilities allowed me an alternate plan. I assessed the security on the door. I'd be able to open it easily. But then what? I'd still be in the middle of the company's repair and deployment wing. I could get through this door, but I wouldn't make it undetected through every security barrier. I'd need to fight my way through dozens of sec units. If I ever attempted to escape the company, it couldn't be from the middle of their headquarters. On every contract I've been on since I hacked my governor module, I asked myself, could I? Could I escape down this mineshaft? Could I incapacitate the pilot and steal this shuttle? Could I disappear into the wilderness of this planet? The answer was often, yes, but then what? The answer to that was always the same, die or be captured and regoverned. And if I did escape, What would I do? I had no idea. So back to inventory it was. I put myself into what would appear to be standby mode, facing the door, arms at my side, staring fixedly forward as if unseeing. I'd stood in sec unit neutral position like this for countless hours. Well, some of them were countable. 3,209 hours in sec unit neutral since I'd hacked my governor module. Everything prior to that was a jumble of organic-only memories that hadn't been cleanly wiped away. Those organic memories were a problem sometimes, popping into my processing space during long stretches of boredom when I was stuck in sec unit neutral, waiting and waiting. Watching media helped. Memories from my hazy, pre-wiped past were blurred, almost incomprehensible. And since they were pre-wipe, I had no digital memories to compare them to, leaving me to wonder, was I actually almost eaten? Did I really float naked through space until partially frozen and nearly dead? Or were these figments that had nothing to do with my actual shitty life? Waiting here in sec unit neutral was boring. I was watching media, but my mind drifted anyways, conjuring glimpses of graspers coming towards me that weren't really there. A broken bot arm grasped at me, then another, a pincher and a clamp and a grasper all at once as the fingers of a giant hand closed over my face, squeezing. That had not happened. Sure, there had been a lot of bot arms grabbing me, but not like that. This time I had the digital memories to prove it. Why was my organic brain making stuff up? Maybe I was defective and scrapworthy. Maybe my parts would be better off cannibalized into other bots whose brains weren't so fucked. With these cheerful thoughts distracting me, I didn't notice the two voices on the other side of the heavy door until the lift mechanism engaged. A human and augmented human came into view feet first, their voices becoming clearer as the gate rose. They were so involved in their chat that they didn't notice me even once the door was fully open. Humans really shouldn't do their own situational awareness. Although they were talking about Sanctuary Moon, so I could empathize. They were walking in when they finally noticed me. And when they did, they screamed. I didn't move or react in any way, any visible way. I did turn down my audio sensors.
Is that a gain-voiding sec unit?
What in the low-down stinking cesshell is it doing in here?
They paused their screaming and exclaiming to decide whether to investigate or flee. I would normally recommend fleeing this circumstance, but in this case I wanted them to investigate. The augmented human scanned me tentatively.
It's in standby mode. I've got its inventory number and yeah, it was sent down the cannon rec chute a couple of cycles ago. Someone must have screwed up and dumped a functional unit.
What about its governor module? Shouldn't its skull be all imploded because of the distance limit?
Oh shit, I should have thought of that. I quickly increased my apparent distance limit and backdated the changelog just in time.
Its distance limit is set really high and key to the construct repair facility. I'll pull up its termination form. Let's see whose head will roll over this. Looks like the senior junior supervising assistant manager Trin's vacation is about to get a lot shorter.
They laughed, although it was shaky sounding. The augmented human filed a report on the premature report of my termination. I was back on inventory and would apparently live to see another hour. 3,213 hours in sec unit neutral and counting, standing and waiting in an inescapable trap. Could I instead disappear into the reclamation facility and live with CZX and MedBuddy? Could I kill or incapacitate these humans and block the report that put me back on inventory? I could, but then what? 3,214 hours in sec unit neutral and counting. I stood there, not moving, a broken machine in a warehouse of broken machines, while the humans moved warily around me. They tried to ignore me, like I wasn't really there. Do you ever want to give up? I get that. I'd hacked my governor module so I could make choices. I chose to stand there and go back on inventory. Ugh. This was not a satisfying choice to make, but it was either that or give in to the wave of not caring. Or murdering. Maybe someday I'd find a way. Maybe someday a hand would pull me out of this inescapable trap. Then what? The end. Thank you for listening.